This is Fresh Air. You can count our music critic Lloyd Schwartz among the many music lovers who consider Arthur Schnabel the most insightful classical pianist who ever recorded. Schnabel, who died in 1951, was Austrian, and most of his recordings were made in England, but Sony has now released a 2-CD set of the studio recordings he made in America. Here's Lloyd's review.
Arthur Schnabel began making studio recordings in 1932. Although he had been reluctant to record, once he set his mind to it, he began with one of the most ambitious recording projects of all time, the first complete set of Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas and 5 piano concertos. Some of us think these performances have never been surpassed. Living in America during World War II, Schnabel's recording career diminished, mainly because of a notorious strike called by the Musicians' Union, although he continued to make non-commercial V-discs for our troops overseas. But in 1942, just before the 2-year strike went into effect, he made his only commercial recordings in America. For RCA Victor, he recorded new versions of 2 late Beethoven sonatas, the last 2 Beethoven concertos, and a set of Schubert impromptus. These have all just been issued on a new set by Sony. All these recordings are extraordinary, but the big news is the Schubert, which we don't know why Schnabel never approved for release. So these marvelous Schubert performances are now available for the very first time. However many times in his career Schnabel played these pieces, each of these recordings has an extraordinary freshness and spontaneity. Not a single note is on automatic pilot. At every moment, you feel him having a living conversation with the music, deeply felt or deeply playful. Schnabel was known for the occasional wrong note. But that's partly because these recordings were made before the use of tape, when even a single note could be spliced in from another take. These studio recordings are really like live performances. And this is particularly true of the set of Schubert impromptus, a really appropriate name in this case, where so many different moods and emotions surface, sometimes simultaneously, in even the briefest passage. One of the most moving passages in these recordings is the slow movement of the Beethoven 4th Piano Concerto. Here the orchestra is an image of ruthlessness, rudeness, and brutality, while the piano is the calming, consoling spirit. One traditional analogy for this movement is Orpheus pacifying the wild beasts with his lyre. This is music that depicts the triumph of tenderness, of art over brute force. Arthur Schnabel captures this with heart-rending sensitivity. In a brutal world, isn't this the music we most need to hear?
Lord Schwartz teaches in the MFA Creative Writing Program at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He has a new book of poems called Little Kisses. He reviewed Arthur Schnabel, the RCA Victor recordings. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be Ariel Levy, a New Yorker writer and author of the memoir The Rules Do Not Apply. The centerpiece of the book is her miscarriage, which she had alone in a hotel room when she was on assignment in Mongolia and 5 months pregnant. Levy won a National Magazine Award for her New Yorker article about her miscarriage. I hope you'll join us.